Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, Erevin Daf Chaf. Daf Chaf in Erevin, we're a continuation of the second perek. And we move past the Agat to the second perek. And today is a halachic discussion. And back to halacha, there was a discussion between Abai and Rava, his Rebbe. And there were six questions that were asked from Abai to Rava. Yesterday we did three of the questions. So that means that we have three to do today. We start on the fourth question that Abai asks Rava, and we are on the bottom of your testament base. It's about seven, 8 lines down from the bottom of the Amud. The discussion that we're having in the Gemara is a continuation of the discussion that we learned from the very beginning of the second parak, which is Pase Beiros, that when you have a well, you can create a Rishus Yachid around the well. We're going to learn tomorrow's daf. It's going to be the last words of today's daf, but we're going to learn tomorrow. We already made this point. Special hetter made for Ole Regalim, for those people who are doing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, where they're traveling to Yerushalayim, and they're going to stop on the way on Shabbos, and they're going to want to give water to the animals and to themselves as well. So they are therefore entitled now to create this Rishus Yachid, this very temporary Rishus Yachid, so that they can draw water from the well and hand it, feed it to the animals and to themselves as well. How do you create this well? So it's created with four brackets. We refer to them as Diyumdin. They are four right angle brackets that you place in four corners, and they only need to be an amma length in both directions, and that would serve as a Rishus Yachid, even though there's a gaping hole in the middle of every one of these walls. How big a gaping hole are we talking about? So that's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says that the gaping hole could be as much as 10 ammas. Rav Yehuda even allows these gaping holes to be 13 and a third ammas. But nevertheless, it's going to be served working as a Rishus Yachid, and therefore you're allowed to draw water. As we pointed out already a number of times, it seems to be violating basic rules of mechitzos, rules such as omen rubal aparts, that there has to be 50%, at least 50% wall. This doesn't have 50% wall, so we noted that this Pase Beiros violates that rule. It also, according to Rav Yehuda, violates the rule of Pirtza, that anything that exceeds more than 10 amma serves as a Pirtza, so it violates that rule as well. Okay, so it violates rules of mechitza. Do I have a good explanation in terms of how it can do that? How it can violate those basic rules of mechitza? No, I don't have a good explanation. And as they say, I'm working on it. But as of right now, I don't have a good explanation. I do know, I can tell you that Tosos, in the beginning of the parak, also makes these observations. But just in terms of a svar, in terms of some explanation, as of right now, I don't have anything for us to really work with. Abaye asks a number of questions from his Rebbe Rabba in terms of what degree are we going to allow these Pase Beiros? And so now, Hedy asked this question yesterday, and this is now where we're up to today. This is question number four. We are on the bottom of the Amud. By Minei Abai Mei Rabba, Chitzas Akanim, Kana Kana Pachos Mishlosh, and Nida Mishum Diyumad Olav. So how about this? Can we make our Diyumad out of the principle of Lavud? In other words, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just make reeds, put one right next to another, and so with a set of reeds placed one next to another, so can we make our diyumid wall? So basically, it's not a mechitza mamish, it's not an absolute wall, but it's a wall legally created through the principle of love. Does that work or does that not work? That's now the fourth question that Abai asks of Rava. And again, just going back to what we pointed out yesterday, what's the question? Meaning, doesn't love work? Isn't love serve as a functional mechitza? And as we pointed out yesterday, and as we're going to reiterate today, look, we already are stretching the definition of what a mechitza is. Meaning, with this Pase Beiros, with the Yumdin, we're already basically at the edge, at the very edge of what a mechitza is. So perhaps, and this is what Abai's question is, perhaps Diyumad works and Pase Beiros works only if you're starting off with actual walls. It will not be good enough if I create these legal walls and they have to actually be walls. So on one hand, one could make the argument that Pase Beiros only works when you have mechitzas mamish, when you have real walls. On the other hand, we know that Lavud works. We know Lavud is a real principle in Halacha, and Lavud in other areas of Halacha serves as a real wall. So maybe also over here it works as a wall also to create my Diyumdin. This is the question Abai asks Rava. So I'm related to Nisua, so... No, in other words, we are talking about creating the brackets in the corner. We're not talking about filling in the gap in the middle. Filling in the gap in the middle, that we're not going to do. We're talking about just simply using the principle of love to create the brackets in the corner. So that's a biased question to Rava. So the Gemara says, okay, let's see. Let's see what the answer could be. Tini Suwa. The Gemara says, why don't we learn it from the following? If I have either a tree, a fence, or chitza sakanim, or a pile of reeds. So nida mishum diyumad, so any of those could serve as diyumad. Meaning, so as long as those are in the corner, and as long as those meet the proper dimensions, which is ten tfachim high, and ama in each direction, so then it could work as diyumad. So my love, kana pachus mishlosha. Now it says, chitza sakanim. It says a pile of reeds. Now what does that mean? So ostensibly what pile of reeds means is that there are one reed next to another reed next to another reed, and they're within three tfachim of one another. So in other words, basically, that's it. That's going to be the answer to our question. That I can make reeds within proximity of one another, and that would serve as my diumad. So the Gemara says, lo gudri sa dekane. So the Gemara says, no, it's not talking about reeds next to each other, which are not connected to one another, but rather it's talking about a fence. A fence where they actually are connected to one another. Ihachi hainu ilan. So the Gemara says, okay, but isn't that basically the same case as a tree? Meaning, what would then be the point of the braisa giving us all these examples if there's nothing new, excuse me, if there's nothing new to be gained over here? Ve'el amai. So kana kana pachos mishlosha hainu geder. So the Gemara says, okay, but then what you insinuated is that it's reeds that are next to one another within three tefachim of one another. So isn't that the same thing as geder? And there were three things mentioned in this braisa over here. So if you're worried about repetition, so why don't you worry that basically chitzas akanim is the same thing as geder? Elamaisach lemeimer trei gavne geder hachanami trei gavne ilan. So the Gemara says, much like you could just simply say there are two different types of fences, so too you could say that there are two different types of trees. There's a tree which is one large trunk. There's a tree where basically there are a lot of branches next to one another. So as far as the repetition is concerned, that doesn't bother us. So in other words, to put it simply, inconclusive, meaning the question is, can I use lava to make my diumad? It seems from this braisa that we have an argument. The Gemara says not necessarily. It doesn't have to be that the kanim, the chitzas kanim over here, is talking about where there are reeds next to one another within three tvachim of one another. But simply put, it could be that it's just talking about a pile of branches that are actually woven together. Now we're going to do this again, meaning in a slightly different version, but basically the same inconclusive result. Gudraisa dekani kami baile, gudraisa dekani mai. So the Gemara says that the original question was basically a thicket of reeds. So Amalei Tenisua, so the Gemara says to that we learned in a Braisa, Isham Gedor Ilanu Chitza Sakanim. So Nida Mishum Diyomar, once again, the Braisa talks about either a fence or a tree or a Chitza Sakanim. All three of them can be used as a Diyomar. So again, my love, Gudrisa Dekani. And again, the Gemara says, what are we talking about, Kane? So are we not talking about Gudrisa Dekani, which basically means a thicket of branches, low kana kana pachus mishlosha. So the Gemara says, no, they are actually individual reeds that are within three tachim of one another. Ihachi hainu geder. The Gemara says, isn't that the same thing as geder? Ve'elamai gudrisa dekani hainu ilan. Elamai sech lememar trei gavne ilan achanami trei gavne geder. And again, the Gemara's basic point, like we concluded in the other, like in the first version, is that the repetition doesn't bother us. So once again, can I use, this is question number four, recap. Can I use the principle of lava to create my diumad? So Rava's answer is inconclusive. We had a braisa that tried to resolve the issue, but the Gemara left the question unresolved. Question number five. I didn't see. I didn't look it up. Question number five.
You have a bracket here. Just put a reed next to it to extend the...
Right. In other words, again, same basic question. Can I use lava to create my diumdin? So, even to extend... Right. It's not, let's say, it's not an amma long.
Right.
Okay, so same basic question. I don't know. Number five. Question number five. Ba mine abaye me rava chaser shirosha nichnas lebena pasam mahu. Okay. So now, if you have pictures over here, be extraordinarily helpful, as now these cases get a little visually intricate. Conceptually, it's great. These cases are great conceptually. You just have to see it. You have to see it in pictures. You have basically now a chatzer whose entrance kind of juts out into the street. Okay, and the chatzer's entrance juts out into the street, and in the street we've created Pasei Beiros. We have the brackets in the street, as we're going to learn today, tomorrow, over and over again. Wherever I create the Pasei Beiraus, it's a Rishos Yachid, bona fide. Right? It's absolutely Rishos Yachid, even though they are just simply four brackets. But it doesn't matter. As long as you have the four corner brackets, you are now created Rishos Yachid. So now question over here is as follows. I have the Chatzar.
Traveling only.
We're going to say that at the end of today's daf, you're correct, and then it comes up again tomorrow, and yeah, in other words, it's only for Ole Regel. So if I don't have Ole Regel, the Gemara is going to make the point today, and basically, look, even though the Heter is only for Ole Regel, it still is a Rosh Hashanah, meaning even if it's not Ole Regel. Meaning, it can't be that just because we're doing a mitzvah of Aliyah Ole Regel, so then magically these brackets are going to work. They work. It's just that the Chachamim only gave the nod for us to do it only when we're doing the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But generally speaking, though, it does work. Now, again, how? So I already mentioned a number of times. I'm not sure how it works, but it works. It serves as Rosh Hashanah. So here the Chatzar comes out, and now the entrance to the Chatzar is kind of absorbed into the Pasei Beiraus. I mean, absorbed. I mean, it actually encroaches onto the area of the Pasei Beiraus. So if you have a picture, you see the picture inside. So basically now, when I step out of the Chatzar, I'm already in the Pasei Beiraus. So now, what's the question? So can I transfer? Can I transfer an item from my Chatzar into the Pasei Beiraus, from the Pasei Beiraus into the Chatzar? Okay, let's for a moment now just think about this question. What is exactly is the Gemara asking? What is Abaye's question? So now let's really think this through. Meaning, the Pasei Beiraus is a Rosh Hashanah, as is the Chatzar. Chatzar is also a Rosh Hashanah. So we're now really asking the question of transferring from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. That's never a question. You're always allowed to do that. What's the only consideration, right? What's the only consideration? The only consideration is that if the Rosh Hashanah is owned by two different parties, so then I can't transfer from one to the other unless we make an Eruv. Meaning here now we're using Eruv in the most strictest and legal term, in the legal sense, which is I have to unify everybody. And so now the question really becomes the following. This is an interesting question. Who's the owner of the Pasei Beiraus? Meaning really what it is, it's a makeshift Rosh Hashanah that we threw together while traveling, and it's going to come down, and we all know it's temporary. Who's considered the owner of the Pasei Beiraus? This is what Abaye's question is to Rava. Meaning, I have now a Chatzar encroaching into the Pasei Beiraus. Really, I'm not, all I'm doing is just moving from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Is the Pasei Beiraus considered as its own legal ownership? Can we assign ownership to the Pasei Beiraus? Now, from the answer, you're going to see very clearly, the answer is going to be, there is no legalized ownership of the Pasei Beiraus. In fact, let's go on, because the answer comes very quickly. So, Ma'u L'Taltel, sorry, Merachatz Tosheroshe Nichon Zben Apasim, Ma'u L'Taltel Mitoch L'Ben Apasim, Umi Ben Apasim L'Tocha, Amalei Mutter. And the answer is, it's fine. It's totally fine. Meaning it's totally fine, even if we didn't make an Eruv between the Chatz and the Pasei Beiraus. I'd even go one step further, by the way. Not to say I'm right, but I even go one step further. I'd say, you don't even need to make, in other words, you can make, there's no idea of Eruv between the Pasei Beiraus and the Chatz, because the Pasei Beiraus is just simply a temporary structure, which we all know is going to come down right after Shabbos, and there's no owner. So in other words, it's totally okay to move an item from a chatzar to the Pasei Beiraus. Okay, now we're going to get a little bit more intricate in terms of what the case actually is. Shnayim mahu. Well, what if the following? What if we have two chatzeros opening up into our Pasei Beiraus? So again, over here, picture is extraordinarily helpful. If you have a picture, what to look at. So here now, it's basically what we discussed previously, but instead of one chatzar encroaching into the area of the Pasei Beiraus, you have now two chatzars who are running side by side of one another. Obviously, a wall is separating one chatzar from the other, because there are two separate chatzar entities, and the entrances of both are now actually encroached upon and open up into the Pasei Beiraus. So now, if there are two chatzaros, yes or no? So the obvious question is, well, what changed? Meaning, if it's two, isn't it really the same as one? Well, here's what we know. If there are two chatzeros that are side by side of one another, and there's already an opening from one chatzer to another, as we're going to learn later on the Masechta, but we've already made mention of this, they have a choice. Either each chatzer can individually make their own separate eruvim, which means that I can carry from the house into my chatzer, but I can't transfer anything from my chatzer to the next chatzer over. Or if we want, assuming there's an entrance between the two, we can make one unified eruv all together, if there are two. The question now becomes:
there's nothing in between. Why do you
if there's no wall in between the two of them, then they. Well, because if I want to carry it from one chatzer to the next, again, as a if there is an entrance, if there's an entrance between the two of them, and I'd like to carry from one my chatzer to the next chatzer over, so we need to all unify. We all need to make an eruv, one eruv for all of us. Here now, the question becomes as follows: the two openings of the chatzer now are opening into the Pase Beiros area. So is that going to change anything? So again, if one opened up the Pase Beiros, the answer was very clear. Rava's answer is that's fine. I could transfer something from the Chatzur to the Pase Beiros because I'm transferring from one Rishos Yachid to another. And as I explained just a moment ago, there is no ownership of Pase Beiros. So it's not considered a separately owned Rishos Yachid entity. Good. Now, what if there are two opened up into Pase Beiros? So here, let's listen to Rava's answer. So Amar Lei Motor Shtaymai, Amar Lei Aser. So Rava says, no, that's no good. Now, Amar Rav Huna Shtaymai Aser Vafilo Irvu. And we're going to go even one step further. If two chatziros open up into Pase Beiros, even if, this is going to be a big chiddush, even if the two chatziros made a joint Erev together, I still cannot transfer anything from the chatzer into the Pase Beiros. Why not? Gzerish Amar Yomru, Erev Mol, Abena Pasim. Because here's what we're worried about. Again, this is a Gzerid de Rabbanan. Gzerid de Rabbanan, by the way, on what is in total a Takana de Rabbanan. Okay, but here, so in other words, the Rabbanan on top of a de Rabbanan, but I only mention that as a consideration, but it is. In other words, the Gemara is considering the following Gzera. Look, if we allow people to transfer from their chatzer into the Pase Beiros, so they're going to think as follows. Oh, I see. You know what must have happened? What must have happened is that there really is no doorway connecting one chatzer to the other chatzer. It must be that the only communication between one chatzer and another is their mutual entrance into the Pase Beiros. And then people are going to consider the following. Oh, I get it. So the Pase Beiros is just like a mavui. Oh, okay, fine, good. And I know that when two chatzeros open up into a mavui, so can everyone unify? Sure, everybody can unify. That's what's called shitufei mavos. So people are going to now look at this whole apparatus, at this whole structure, and think that the reason why we're now being able to carry from one chatzer to another is because of their joint entrance into the Pase Beiros. And I guess it's that the Pase Beiros is really no different than a mavui. And just like in a mavui, we can create a shituf to combine everyone together, so too, the same thing is true over here. And that's an erroneous conclusion. And what the observer, the casual observer, does not know is that there really is another bona fide entrance and exit from one chatzah to another. But if all they're seeing from the perspective of the street is how the only way that they're combined is only through the Pase Beiros, so they're going to walk away with this erroneous conclusion. What's so bad about that? So I'm only going to read Rashi, meaning your question is good. But Rashi writes, Rashi is Afilu Irvu. Rashi writes, "Mitochlem ben apasim." I don't want to read the entire Rashi. I'm going halfway through Rashi. Hachinami mishum de nasnu erivan ben apasim l'shatav kishitav shar mavoi v'asu lemishrei nami lahachnis alahotzi mi ben apasim lechatzeros ki leka pesach beinehem. And what people then were going to, with this erroneous conclusion, people are going to say, even if there is no entrance from one chatzer to another, and the only thing connecting them is the Pase Beiros, people will think it's okay. We can make a shituf. The Yavi Eruv Bechaachas Achetzeros Derech Bein Apasim Ve'ahu Vaday Lo Mahani. And Rashi says, if all they got combining them is just the common Pase Beiros passage that's not going to work. Why not? Rashi writes, "Dechi takin rabbanan shitufa mevos b'mavui sasam takan," because the institution of mavui and shituf mevos is only for a mavui, and a mavui, Rashi says, has very strict definitions. The orcho yosa arachvo, its length has to be longer than its width. The zema foolish arbet stardim. I'm sorry, did I skip a line? But mavui sasam takan. The orcho yosa arachvo. Right, the mavui has very strict definitions. It has to be, first of all, closed on three sides. Number two, it's got to be longer than it is wide. This paste beiros doesn't have that. It's not a mavui. Sheet of mavos will not work. Okay, so that is so. If there are two chatziros now opening up into paste beiros, Rava's answer is it's no good. Why not? Not because anything is fundamentally wrong with it. It's just simply as a gzera, because then people will think that the only thing really combining the two is their mutual entrance into the paste beiros, and then people will assume that sheet of mavos works for this case as well. Okay.
In the first case, when you only have one chatzer, why shouldn't they do eros? Because
in other words, they made an eruv. The members of the chatzer made an eruv. The point over there is that the paste beiros is not considered an owned property. It's a reshus. It's an ownerless reshus hayachid.
Isn't it like a kamelus?
No, it's an ownerless. It's an ownerless reshus hayachid.
You don't have to combine.
So there's no need to combine. I only need to combine when there are different owners of different reshus hayachid that are contiguous one to another. But here, the paseh beiros is an ownerless reshus hayachid, so that's fine. So in the case where two open up into the paseh beiros, there really shouldn't be any difference. But because people will confuse this with a mavui and think that this serves and works as a mavui, so therefore Rava says, therefore it's prohibited. But not because anything changed. Nothing changed. It just happens to be that the gzera, that people will confuse this with a mavui, with a real mavui. Because a mavui has... Again, I'm just repeating Rashi. Mavui has very strict definitions.
I'm saying it's better than a mavui.
It's...
You don't need the sheet.
Correct, but in other words, but people, there's nothing. In other words, nothing's wrong
right,
with
people confuse it with it.
Right,
it doesn't make a difference.
Nothing's wrong with the paste beiros, and in fact, you're right. It is better than a mavui. You know, you can carry in it, right? And mavui, you can't carry unless you're masaking the mavui. Here, you can carry in it. But what people will confuse is how do those two chaseros combine with one another? Oh, they combine through the paste beiros, which you can't do. It has nothing to do with, there's nothing wrong with the paseh beiros. It's what people will think about how the two chatzeros combine one to another. That's the entire issue.
Shem. Only in this area, why is that considered karmelit? Because there's no one owner and there's no.
No, because.
It's a public thing.
Because look, karmelit is one of two things. Karmelit is when either we don't have the structure of walls around us, or sometimes even when there are walls around us, but the rabbis, for whatever reason, told us they can't carry. Paseh Beiros has walls. It's a Rishus Yachin. You can carry in Paseh Beiros. So, it has the walls around. It's a totally legal structure. Now, I'll tell you where your point is well taken. Remember, we learned at the very beginning of the Perek. Okay. Maybe if I make the Paseh Beiros too big, so then maybe the rabbis prohibited carrying inside such an area. That was a debate in the beginning of the Perek. But, assuming over here it's not, it's simply a Rishos HaYachid. That's all it is. Okay.
A gated community is a private or a public?
If there's a fence all the way around, it's Rishos HaYachid. But now then you have to move on to step number two, which is who's owning? Meaning if there are separate properties and the common property is owned by everybody, so now you're in a situation where I need to unify everybody. All right, let's go on to the Gemara. It's as it is already. It's kind of, the Gemara here provides enough complication. So Amrle Asar Amar Ravuna Shaim Asur and Vafilu Erev Gzer Shem Yom Erev Mola Ben Apasim Rav Amar Erev Mutar, and Rava disagrees, and Rava says no such gzera. Meaning, look, they're both spilling out into the Paseh Beiros. It's fine. Paseh Beiros is not owned by anybody, so as much as I can transfer from one chaser to another chaser, I can also transfer from the chaser to the Paseh Beiros. Rava just simply disagrees. And there is no gzera derabbanan. Amalei Abaye leRava tanya demasei alach. Now, it's interesting, because the whole discussion started with Abaye asking his Rebbe Rava, with a Rabbi gave an answer of no. Then Abai, I don't know the time frame over here. Then Abai speaks about it with Rava, his contemporary, his colleague, his chavrusa. And Rava says, it's fine. And Abai says, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I have a brisa that supports your position. How so? Chas v'sharosh echa nechnas lebein apasim otel atalta mitocho. Lebein apasim v'bein apasim atocho. Aval shtayim aser. So here the brisa, meaning I don't know why the brisa didn't come up earlier in the discussion. Here the brisa speaks about exactly a chaser opening up into pasim beros. So one, the brisa says it's fine. One chaser opening up into pasim beros, you can transfer from the chaser to the pasim beros, and vice versa. Two opening up is no good, but by medvar mamorim shol irvu. That's only if no irv was made. Aval irvu mutarin. But if the two chaseres made an irv. So now they're unified. And by the way, they made an Erev because there was an already existing Pesach between the two Chatzeros. And now they made an Erev, and now they're all unified. So we're all one big happy family. And the two Chatzeros now open up into Pasim Beros. The Brisa says it's fine. And the Brisa doesn't record any Gzeira Derabanan that was mentioned by Rabbah. Good. Lema Tehavet Yufsa Derav Huna. The Gemara points out now, if anything, this now would seem to reject the position of Rabba and Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one explaining Rabba earlier. So, Amalacha Rav Huna, Hasam Dehadron V'Irvan. So the Gemara defense of Rav Huna says the following. Well, maybe it's talking about a scenario where, now, from the Gemara standpoint, it's not exactly clear what the defense would be. The Hadron Ve'irvan, if you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shenifritza b'neim pirtza gedola b'sofa shegola l'chol sherushus achasi. Maybe the case that the Brice is dealing with is where there's an extraordinarily large gaping opening between the two chaseres at the front, meaning facing the street. Anyone looking at the chaser realizes, oh, I see why they made an error of one to another. Not because of their common entrance into the Pasim Beros, but simply because there's an opening between one and the other. And so therefore, there's no reason that there's a Gzera Derabanan needs to be made, because even the casual observer will notice that there's an opening from one Chatzar to the next Chatzar. Okay. So, right, really, again, a Dochek, a forced pshat in explaining the Brisa, but the Gemara is trying to defend Rav Huna. Well, because again, the issue over here is not a Mavui scenario, it's two Chaseros that are contiguous. So when the two Chaseros are contiguous, the only thing that would allow them to make an Erev together is only with an entrance, or some sort of Pesach between the two. So what the Gemara is basically saying is that because the entrance is at the front, everyone sees it, no one's going to get confused. Question number six. Bai minei abai mei rava yafshu mayim v'shabbos mahu. Okay, question number six is really easy. Can put away all the picture books, although one more time today we're going to need the picture book. But the question number six is extraordinarily easy. Look, the Chachamim allowed us to make these walls, these makeshift walls with the brackets, assuming there's water. What if the water dries up on Shabbos? So the answer is very clear. The only reason why we allow these walls to be made is because of water. Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. No water, no walls. Okay? In other words, what do you mean no walls? Meaning, the Chachamim no longer recognize these walls. And so the efficacy of these walls no longer are enforced. And that's it. You can't carry in the area anymore. Okay, let's go the other direction. Let's say the water dried up, and then the water comes back on Shabbos. Monsoon, rain, however the water comes back on Shabbos. So can the walls come back as well? So Amalei Abai Yafshu B'Shabbos Lo Tibai Lach Dabai Minei Damar Upashili Da'aser Bau Nami Lo Tibai Lach Da'avalei Mechitza Asui B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, it should work. It's no better or no worse than a Mechitza that's actually made on Shabbos. Titanya, we learned in a Braisa, called Mechitza Asui B'Shabbos Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezid Bein B'Onis Bein B'Ratzon Shema Mechitza. A mechitza that's made on Shabbos is a mechitza. Now, are you allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos? The answer, of course, is no. You're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Now, we say mechitza. I mean, we're talking about those, you know, those lattice works in the back. But in other words, we're talking about making walls on Shabbos. You can't make a wall on Shabbos. That's bona. It's building. But if the mechitza gets erected on Shabbos, for whatever reason, it is a mechitza. And whether it's done b'shogeg or b'mezid or onis or b'ratz, it doesn't matter. You can't deny the fact that there's a wall there. Now, it's interesting because what the Gemara now is doing is transferring it to our scenario where there was no wall that was created. It's that the reason that the walls are now allowed is because there's water. But the Gemara is assuming, hainu hach, it's the same thing. Just like if walls come into being on Shabbos, you have to recognize them. They're walls. So too, if water goes into the well on Shabbos, so now the walls are enforced, even on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Even when we recognize the walls, that's only for purposes of liability. That's not for purposes of that doesn't allow you to carry. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. If the walls are built on Shabbos, b'mezid, on purpose, meaning someone willfully violated Shabbos, so then the rabbi said, look, the mechitzas are there, and if somebody throws into that walled area, they're going to be liable, but you're not allowed to carry in that area. That's if they make the walls on Shabbos b'mezid. But if you make the walls on Shabbos b'shogeg, or certainly ba'onis, or certainly, let's just leave it ba'onis. So then the walls are good walls, and you can even carry them within those walls. So if it rains on Shabbos and the wells fill up on Shabbos, so the surrounding brackets will definitely serve as walls.
But doesn't the Erev have to be in effect from Beinat
Shoshes? Again, we're not talking about an Erev right now. We're talking about the efficacy of walls. We're talking about the actual structure of walls. This is not an Erev discussion. This is a wall discussion. And so the walls work on Shabbos. Now the only reason why the Chachamim gave us permission to use these walls is because of the water in the well. Once there's no longer any water, mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. But once the water returns, so do the mechitzas as well. But it's not an Erev discussion, it's a mechitza discussion. Amar Rav Elazar Zorok lebein pasi b'eros chayef. Okay, now, I know Rabbi Tosh, we had this discussion yesterday. Here the Gemara says it as clearly as possible. If I throw an item to an area that's circumscribed within these four brackets, so I'm chayef. Meaning the area inside these brackets are Rishos HaYachid. Done. And so therefore, if I'm standing in the Rishos HaRabim and I throw something into this area, so I've just now transferred from a Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid with all the liability that normally is associated with Chilul Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos. So Pshita, Yilav Mechitza, Hi Hech Mishtar Lei Lamalos. So the Gemara says, well, look, I mean, the Gemara basically says, I know that, meaning how... What do you think? That the rabbis are just going to allow you to make the brackets around and basically say, oh, it's okay, you could draw water from the well, it's fine, no problem at all. Obviously, it serves to create a Rishos HaYachid, because how can we make them for when we're Ola Larego? So, Latricha da Avikein Pasei Beiraos B'Rishos HaRabim V'Zarek L'Tocho Chayef. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're discussing a scenario where I created the brackets Ke'ein pase beiraos. Now, what does that mean? What does the Gemara mean when it says Ke'ein pase beiraos? So, ostensibly, what it means is, well, not ostensibly, what Rashi explains is, there's not even a pit over there. There's not even water over there. Meaning, I just created four brackets in a Rishos HaRabim area, and I threw from the Rishos HaRabim into this bracketed area, and there's not even a pit over there. So, the Gemara says, you're going to be chayiv. Meaning, I just transferred from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid. Hanami Pshita, Ilav de Ba'ama Mechitza, Igabe Bor Hech Mishtare Leila Tel Tolei. And the Gemara says again, you haven't told me anything new, it's obvious. Because don't for a moment think that there's something magical about a well in the middle that all of a sudden makes it Mechitzas. Meaning they function as Mechitzas, period. It happens to be that the Chachamim only gave the nod for us to use them only when we're Ola L'Regel and there's a well in the middle. But otherwise, the Chachamim didn't give the nod. But they're not doing any type of magic. There's no magic done here whatsoever. These serve as mechitzos. It's just a question of when the Chachamim allow us to use it. So, Lo Tzricha, Afagav, Dekabake, Be'rabim. The Gemara is going to try to inject some chiddush over here. Well, maybe I put these four brackets right in the middle of the street. And there's traffic going in and out of these four brackets. Well, my kamash malan de lo asa rabim matata mechitzasa. And the Gemara says, and now, The point is that even though there's traffic running through them, doesn't matter. It's a circumscribed area. These brackets serve as dal mechitzos, and so therefore it created a rishus yachid in that area. The Gemara says once again that's not even a chiddush. It is a chiddush, but Rav Elazar already taught us this point. Did not Rav Yehuda Omer im ha'isa derech rishus rabim mipaska sam yisak and lefstadim. Now it happens to be the shita of Rav Yehuda is that you can't put your pasi beiraus in the middle of the street, and if you do, you gotta move the street to the side. You gotta reroute traffic so that traffic doesn't actually go through the pasi beiraus. But that's Rav Yehuda's position, which we do not accept. Meaning, and the Chachamim say, not necessary. Meaning that even though traffic is running through their brackets, it doesn't matter. It still works. It's a Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Dami Tavayu, and here's the kicker. Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. This is the Amora Rabbi Elazar. Right? The contemporary of Rav Yochanan. They both say, Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shamachitzos. From here, what do you see? The strength of walls. It's a wall. It serves as a wall. So the Gemara says, so once again now, I just don't know what Rav Elazar is doing over here in terms of illuminating. Rav Elazar says that if I throw from a street into the enclosed bracket area, you're chayev. I got it. Meaning, we knew that already. We knew that based on the fact that it works. We knew it based on the fact that it creates a Rishos Yachin. And what do you want to tell me? Oh, well, I threw it in the middle of the street. Well, we have that also already. We know that as well. What chiddush is Rav Elazar telling us? I might have thought that he was teaching us something about the Chachamim, but he doesn't necessarily subscribe to that. Rav Elazar not only is telling us, Kan, this is what the Chachamim say, but I subscribe to that as well. So the Gemara says, okay, good, but can't he just make the point once? Why twice? So the Gemara says, he did only say it one time, and we just assume once he said it one time, it's true, it would be true a second time as well. Good. So basically what comes out from this whole discussion, Pasei Beiraus is a Rishos Yachid. And even if I'm putting it in the middle of the street, and even if traffic is going in and out of the Pasei Beiraus, it doesn't matter, it is a recognized Rishos Yachid. The Chachamim only allow to use this under certain circumstances, which are Aliyah L'Regel, water in the middle of it, but even if you don't have those heterim, it still is a bona fide Rishos Yachid. I throw into that area from Rishos Rabim, you're chayv. It's Shabbos. Tanan Hasam Lo Yamod Adam Rishos Rabim Vishta Rishos Yachid Rishos Yachid Vishta Rishos Rabim Elim Kei Machnis Rosh Avrubo Lamakam Shehu Shose. We quote a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah we're not going to see for some time. Sadi Tess. Okay, that's 99.
if it's actually a rishus a yachi, carrying would be you kind of also.
Well, right. In other words, you were correct. If I transferred also, why specifically Zorik? That's a good question. I don't know, but that's okay. If I have some time to think about it. We're going to see this Mishnah on the at the tail end of the Masechta. It comes up in the 10th Perek, and the Mishnah tells us the following. If I'm going to drink from any water source, and the water source is in the Rishos HaYachid, and it's right next to Rishos HaRabim, I can bend over and drink, but what I need to do is I need to get my head and the majority of my body into the Rishos HaYachid, then and only then am I allowed to drink from the Rishos HaYachid. What's the concern? What's the fear? You know, we'll see later on, but basically just to say it right now, is that if I tilt my head over and I drink and I bring my head back before I swallow, so basically I transferred from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. Now granted, I transferred it while it's in my mouth and that may be a shinui, but okay, that's the basic idea. So lo yamod adam Rishos HaRabim v'yishtab Rishos HaYachid Rishos HaYachid v'yishtab Rishos HaRabim milim kei machtes rosh v'rubo l'makum shu shose. So the Mishnah tells us that you have to have the majority of your body in. Good. That's the Mishnah a short 80 days from now in the Daf Yomi terminology. Now, v'chein begas. And the same thing is true regarding a vat of wine, where I can drink from the vat of one as well. The Gemara we're going to learn later on Daf Tzadi Tes, if you can remember 80 days from now, that this has nothing to do with Shabbos and transferring on Shabbos. This has to do with Meiser and Achila Sarai. And you'll forgive me, but right now we're just going to go forward because that's not our main point for right now. Now, Gabi Adam Ha'amar Dabai Rosh of Rubo. Now, regarding a person, so we know the story. We have a Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Tes that tells us that your head and the majority of your body have to be in the Rishos Yachid. Gabe Paramai. But now when your animal drinks, does your animal's head and the majority of the body have to be in the Rishos Yachid? Meaning, is it the same halach is true by an animal as it is by a person? So the Gemara says, Ha'amar Dabai Rosh of Rubo, Gabe Paramai, mi be'ina la Rosh of Rubo, ola. Now, kol hecha deka nakat mana velo nakat le, velo nakat la, lo ti bayalach. Debay rosh of Aruba milagav. Okay. So the Gemara starts off with the following assumption. Look. Warning your animal, there basically are two things that you need to be holding on to. Number one, the bucket of water. And number two, the animal. Look, by a human being, the concern is that we're just going to reflexively just lean back and move the water from the Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabbah. So by an animal, is there such a concern? So the Gemara says, well, if I'm holding the bucket, but I'm not holding the animal, I think it's a no-brainer. Now, I'm not saying me. The Gemara's thought process is that it's a no-brainer. So, loti bailach, debai rosh of aruba malagav. There, I need the head and the majority of its body inside. Ki ti bailach, hecha denakit mana, venakit la. The question is where I'm holding the bucket and I'm holding the animal. It's funny, holding an animal in Yantav is usually the animal is considered muksa, but I guess over here we're talking about feeding the animal. So, and we spent a lot of time in Shabbos talking about actually feeding animals, stuffing animal. Anyway, So what would be the case? Meaning, do I need the head and the majority of the animal inside the area, the Rishos Yachid area? Amalei Tenisua. So he says, what do you mean? That's our Mishnah. Uvavashiteya par rosh avarubab mibiftim vishosa. So the Gemara says, just read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the head and the majority of the animal have to be inside the Rishos Yachid. So my love, denaki levenakit mana. So the Gemara says, are we not talking about a case where I'm holding both the animal and the bucket? Lo, denaki mana velo nakit la. Well, no, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where I'm holding only the bucket but not the animal. So, v'chi nakit mana velo nakit la mishari. The Gemara says, now hold on with just one moment. Can I even do that? Can I even feed an animal on Shabbos or ward an animal on Shabbos by holding the bucket and not holding the animal? That Tanya. But we have the following braisa. Lo yimalei adam mayim v'tem b'shabbos avnei behemta ova memalehu v'shofech v'shose me'aleha. That you're not allowed to hold the bucket while the animal's drinking from the water, but what do? I pour the water into the trough of the animal, and I let the animal drink from the trough. So the Gemara says, doesn't that braisa teach us that I'm not allowed to water an animal without holding the animal? So the Gemara says, that braisa, leave that braisa out of the whole discussion. That braisa is dealing with a very specific situation. Now here, if you have a picture, extremely helpful, because the Gemara over here on this braisa is going to give a very intricate scenario. The trough is right by the connected to the chatzar. The trough is extending into the street. It's near the well. It's next to the well, but the well is in the middle of the street. How am I transferring water from the well into the trough? With the brackets, with the passe beros, which, by the way, and based on what we're about to say at the end of today's daf, has to be only when you're ola l'regel. And oh, anyway, some of this really confuses me. But anyway, but. And so what I'm doing now is I'm transferring the water from the well into the trough. And how can I do that? Because it's circumscribed within Pasei Beiros, meaning the trough encroaches into the area of the Pasei Beiros. There, what the Bryce is teaching us is the proper way to water your animal, to give your animal water, is by pouring the water at the edge of the trough that is in the area of the Pasei Beiros, and not moving the water all the way to the end, proximate to where the chatzer is. Why? Gavon story be'avos amud brishos rabim gavol yutvachim v'rochav dal v'roshach and nichnas leben apasim gzeridim achazil ela avos demakalkel. Because what's going to happen is the following: if you walk the bucket over to the other end of the trowel, you may discover something's wrong with the trowel. V'asilat kune v'dari leila davla b'hadei v'kamapik mirushos yachle rishos rabim. You may want to do a little permanent, a little temporary fixing to the trowel, which, by the way, in of itself, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But, okay, in other words, and what you may end up happening is, you may end up putting the bucket down on the ground. Now you're outside the Pase Beiros area, and you're putting the bucket down on the ground, so you just transferred from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. So the Gemara says, now, technically, so what? I mean, not so what, but in this particular case, that's not a terribly big deal. The Chiyai Gavna Mimechayv Amar of Safra Amar of Ami Amar of Yochanan Hamefana Chafetz Mezavus Mezavus Venimach Aleim Vehotziam Pater Shalai Sakir Mishas Rishon Lakach. As a technical rule regarding Otzah, we know the basic rule is that you're only Chayv on Otzah when I pick up with the intent of taking it to Rishos Rabim. Here, I never had the intention of transferring from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. So the Gemara says, "Ela Zimran Dematakin Leiva Hadamayola VeKamayam Rishos Rabim LeRishos Yachid." So the Gemara says, "Okay, let's do it the other way. Where I brought the trout, I brought the bucket to the other end of the trowel. I put the bucket down on the ground, meaning on the street in the Rishos Rabim. I did my little tikkun to the trowel. I then picked the bucket up. I moved it, and then I brought it into the trowel." So I transfer from Rishos Rabim to Rishos Yachid. Good. That's the case of the Braisa, but in no way does the Braisa mean to teach us that I can't water an animal without holding the animal. Now, let's just do this quickly. Just Ika D'Amri, we're going to do the second version, and then we're going to conclude for today. Ika D'Amri, Gabi Adam, Hakarmin, and the Sagale, Birosha Verubo, Gabi Parami, Sagale, Birosha Verubo. The question was, if I have the head and the body of the animal inside the area, is that enough? Olo. Now, if I'm holding both bucket and animal as a no-brainer, of course that's fine. Where I'm holding the bucket, but I'm not holding the animal. My. Is that okay? Meaning, the animal's head and majority of its body is in the Pase Beiros area. I'm holding the bucket, but I'm not holding the animal. Is that okay? Again, I'm related to Nisua. Once again, we turn to a brace of Avashite Parosha Veruba. Once again, we go to this brace, where the brace says that First, we go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, as long as the head and the majority of the body is inside the Pase Beiros area. My love, denakin mana velonakin la, velonakin la, lo, denakin mana velonakin la. So first of all, the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case where I'm holding both the bucket and the animal. V'achinami mistar b'dinakin mana velonakin la, mishar v'hatanya. And now we turn to the Braisa, lo yimalei adamayim v'itin relifne b'amta v'amamala v'shofech v'hi shosa me'aleha. Here the Braisa deals with the case that we just got done describing, where I'm only allowed to pour water at the point of the trowel that's in the Pase Beiros, but I cannot walk the bucket to the other end of the trowel. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I'll tell you why. I'm Rabbi Hachabavos Hamid Birshot Rabim, Gavor Asarat Fachim, Verochav Arba, Verosha Nichlans Leben Apasim, Dizimnun Dechazil Ela Avos Demakalka Vaasil Etikune, Vidari Leila Davle Behadeh, Vikamapik Mirishos Yachid, Lirishos Harabim. So the Gemara says exactly what we said earlier. That's talking about an extraordinarily specific case where the trowel is running through the street. Its end goes into the Pase Beiros area. There, I can only pour the water at the end of the trowel and not walk the water bucket across the trowel for fear that I may end up putting the bucket down and transfer from Rishos Rabim to Rishos Yachid.
You're not throwing water.
And, well, we'll get to it. Hold on 1 second. V'chi I gav nimi mechayv amar av safra amar av yam amar av yochanan mefanen chafetzav mizavus and zavus v'nim lachalein v'otziyam pater shalai sakir v'shas v'shon lakach. And the Gemara says, but wait a second, don't we know again, making the same point, as a general rule, that you only are liable for hotzah when I pick it up with the intent of transferring it. Here, that wasn't the case. Answers the Gemara. So the conclusion, same conclusion, where I put the bucket down to fix my trowel. After fixing my trowel, then I pick up the bucket from the Rishos HaRabim and move it into the area of the trowel or back into the area of the Pasei Beros. And that was with intent of transferring. Then I'm going to be in violation of transferring. So because of all these concerns, so that's why the Chachamim say just pour the water at the edge of the trowel. But that doesn't mean that in general you're not allowed to feed your animal without holding the animal itself. Okay, this is a stopping point. We're going to stop over here. So again, let's quickly reiterate. Today we went over the last three questions that Abai asked Rava. Can I make the human with love, with the principle of love, or inconclusive? Can I transfer from a chatzer to a pasei beros, assuming that one encroaches onto the other? Answer is yes. What if there are two chatzeros? Not a clear answer. Maybe there's a gzera, maybe there's not. Finally, what if the water source has dried up? Can I then carry the area? The answer is going to be no. What if the water comes back? Seems like the Gemara, the answer is yes. Once the water comes back, so then the mechitzas are back in function. And then we spent the rest of today discussing how the Pasei Beros area, the bracketed area, is really a Rishos HaYachid. The Chachamim only allowed us to use this under the circumstances of Aliyah L'Regel and where there's water in the middle, but really it does serve as a Rishos HaYachid area. And then the rest of today we talked about what exactly are the circumstances when I can give water to my animal. Do I have to be holding on to my animal as well? At this point in time, it's not conclusive, neither from the Mishnah nor from the Braisa that we went over twice today. Okay, Adkan, we stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up.